I'm Rena Nine, and a CBSN anchor and CBS News correspondent. Tiffany Pham was born in Vietnam and came to America not knowing any English. So fast forward two decades. She's now a Yale and Harvard Business School graduate and the founder of Mogul, an online platform that enables women worldwide to connect and share info with each other. Tiffany has a new book out. It's called You Are a Mogul, How to Do the Impossible, Do It Yourself, and Do It Now. Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit, what is Mogul?
Mogul, well, it's so many things. The word, the organization, and ultimately now the book. In terms of the word, for us, a mogul is ultimately someone who is the best version of themselves. So no longer is it just that standard definition that you might have thought of years ago, successful businessman, for example, which is what I used to see when I used to Google the word mogul 4 years ago. Today, if you Google the word mogul, we are the number one search result. So we have helped to redefine that word for the next generation of girls and women to know that they can be moguls too.
So if I go on your site, what exactly does it do for me?
If you go into Mogul, you'll see trending conversations from all around the world, women sharing what's important to them right now in this moment, what's on top of their minds. And ultimately from that, therefore sharing knowledge amongst each other and opportunities, insights that enable them to become that much better and stronger together.
When did you decide that you wanted to become a mogul yourself and your own boss?
When I was a little kid. I looked up so much to my grandmother, who was this incredible maverick of her time. She ran newspapers and businesses across Asia, across Vietnam, and I wanted to be exactly like her. I called her Bang Wai.
But she ran newspapers across Asia.
Yes.
I mean, at a time when women weren't really running anything.
Yeah, exactly. When I look back, it was natural to me to hear stories of her and her courage and just an incredible prowess on the business side. But certainly when I think of it, it was probably an anomaly.
Well, how exactly does a site like Mogul work?
So what we do is ultimately enable women all around the world to connect and converse, as I shared, and now as a result are one of the largest female millennial platforms worldwide, reaching millions of women every single week, over 18 million women each week.
Wow.
And again, enabling them to access that knowledge from amongst each other. We have a one-for-one model. So for every dollar Mogul earns, we have partnered with international partners such as the United Nations to provide free educational resources to one woman in need. Thus now able, as a result, to provide free educational resources to 62 million women around the world who would otherwise not have access to such educational resources. The ways in which we drive that revenue and thus is part of our business model is by partnering with companies worldwide through three divisions inside Mogul. The first is called Mogul at Work. That is where we partner with over 150 different Fortune 500 companies, as well as over 20,000 different companies around the world that we collaborate with in order to develop cutting-edge technologies in the form of software that ultimately enables these companies to attract, retain, and advance diverse talent.
You know, every woman, I think, feels like, many women, I should say, would love to be their own boss. What separates the people who are able to do that from those who aren't?
There are certainly certain characteristics that an entrepreneur must have in order to succeed as an entrepreneur and founder. Resilience, dedication, a willingness to do anything it takes in order to continue the business ahead, continue that momentum. I've certainly found that with Mogul, having to roll up my sleeves day in, day out, be part of the team in every single way, bottom up, top down, small, large tasks.
You know what amazes me? You had at one point three different jobs as you were trying to create Mogul. How do you do that? How do you have three? You talk about the side hustle in your book.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it was about having this goal. 5 years from now, I wanted to start this company one day. So I would kind of think about all the various skill sets that I needed to develop in order to run this business. That meant having skill sets in the form of marketing, business development strategy, operations, finance, product technology, content creation and distribution, for example. So I would find all these various jobs in order to lend towards that goal. And so all these three jobs may seem like a lot, but in hindsight, it was extremely key in order to be able to do what I'm doing today.
What do you aim? What do you hope that people get from this book?
I hope that they see incredible lessons that they actually can apply to themselves today. I've heard such incredible feedback that from the outside, Mogul seems like it is so huge and what we did was so impossible. How did we ever achieve it? But every single chapter is broken down into the extra, literally the step-by-step of how we did it, so that someone could literally replicate it today and become a mogul themselves.
So you feel like, is this like a recipe almost, the map for how to be your own boss?
It's absolutely a recipe for achieving your dreams, for creating your own business, achieving whatever it was that you hope to achieve in the next few years.
You know, your book has tips and wisdom from 12 key female moguls. What are some of the lessons that these 12 moguls gave you?
Oh, I love them all. They're incredible. Their lessons are ultimately pinpointing the exact lesson that I shared within that chapter. Mm-hmm. But some of my favorite ones are, for example, Nina Garcia in the Value Your Voice chapter. She talks about how she came to value her voice within her career, now ultimately empowering millions of other voices through Elle Magazine, where she's editor-in-chief, to Debbie Sterling, who started Goldie Blocks and was inspired by the idea because she was at Stanford University, where there are no other female engineers in her program. And all of a sudden, she realized that princesses, women should be princesses, but get to build their castles too. And other incredible
women. I love
women.
That. Princesses are women, but should also know how to build their own castles.
Absolutely. So inspiring. So she, Nina, others that inspire me are Tina Charles, who's one of the number one WNBA players, incredible talent on the court and off the courts. She started her own charity to help incredible patients find more resources for their various heart conditions. And other inspiring people, Dr. Jen Walter, the first female NFL coach, to Katrina Lake, one of the youngest women to IPO her own company.
What do you think it is, though? I mean, I keep coming back to this. What is it about these women who are really able to break through, create this new expansive territory, and really own it and be their own boss?
I think they're all visionary. I love using that word because I remember seeing an interview with Jennifer Hyman, actually from Rent the Runway, a couple of years ago, who claimed that very few women were ever called visionary, just as like very few women are called moguls. So anyways, I love using that word.
It's true.
I think that is actually very true of these 10 women, or the highlight of the book. They were visionary about what they wanted to accomplish. It didn't have to mean necessarily a very lucrative career. It was something that they were just passionate about, whereby they wouldn't be able to stop thinking about it if they were doing anything else. And so they took on those careers that are highlighted in the book because they were passionate. There was nothing else they could see themselves doing. And so as a result, they started doing it day in, day out.
Something you say in this book is keep your why front and center. What do you mean by, what is a why and why do you need to keep it front and center?
I think for me, the reason why I can work day in, day out, and for me, it doesn't feel like work, and I get so excited jumping out of bed literally every single morning to get to work on Mogul, is because it is my why. And it's something that has driven me since I was a little girl, since I made a promise to my family that I would do this one day. I would follow in their footsteps and create this company for women to empower them and enable them. That is my why, and because I keep it front and center, then I'm never burnt out. And I also keep a different why front and center as well, which is not only this external goal, but an internal goal, which is to honor the sacrifices that my parents and grandmother made. Because of all the sacrifices they made for me and our family, I'm never burnt out because I always want to work so hard for them to make them proud.
So it's a motivator.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Any advice to people who want to be a mogul? I mean, does it take a certain amount of capital, knowledge, willpower?
For me, absolutely 100% willpower. You need to be so motivated and realize that with any obstacle that comes your way, you'll have to find a way to get through it. You'll have to know that every single no that comes your way is actually a not right now that will turn into a yes. So just forget that no. For me, that's really easy.
I love that. Say that again to me. Every no is a not right now that'll turn into a yes.
Every no is a not right now that will turn into a yes. That's absolutely my belief. And for me, that's quite easy because I have a bad short-term memory. So I forget no's right away. It's really useful for any entrepreneur to realize that they must fail forward, that any opportunity that comes their way, if it doesn't turn out well the first time, they'll keep going and it will turn out well the next.
You know, a lot of women, including Sheryl Sandberg, have branded your platform Mogul as the number one millennial platform. You know, millennials are often criticized. They're more interested in their brand, not actually taking the time to put forward into something. What do you make of that criticism?
I think it's unfair criticism. I think of the millennials I know, like any stereotype, stereotypes can be unfair. And the millennials I know are extremely motivated by having social impact, global impact, being mission-oriented, being mission-aligned with their organization that they join. So I think that while, you know, I think some millennials may fairly take the heat, I think many others don't fairly do so.
You also talk about collaborate to find your side hustles. What do you mean?
I think it's important to collaborate for your side hustles because then it enables you to not only learn through your side hustle, but learn from the best. And so for me, the way in which I learned so much about the industry early on, even as a teenager, was by reaching out to my role models, 50 of them. Even if I didn't know anyone in common, I would cold email and find a way in order to get in front of them and ultimately ask if there was anything that they were working on the side that I could contribute to for free so that I could learn from them and collaborate with them. And then not only did a collaboration emerge, of course, each time, but then a friendship that turned into a long-term and lifetime partnership.
So you're saying it's not even just about getting money, doing something, getting paid for. Sometimes even volunteering your time can really get you to the path you want to be.
Absolutely. That's absolutely something I personally believe in. I would work during the day during 9 to 6 at a corporate role, for example, where I actually did have a steady salary. So therefore, I could pay the bills mm-hmm. and rent and all mm-hmm. was fine. So therefore, it allowed me to have that cushion for the nighttime, whereby I would take on so many night jobs, oftentimes for free, so that then I could learn more.
That's incredible. You talk about pitching yourself and your big dream. When you're pitching something that's out of the box, that might go against the grain at work, how do you really break through? What works?
What really works is when you explain why you believe it so much yourself, personally related to yourself by sharing your own anecdote. I think with Mogul, for example, I could have shared it from a very vague standpoint. I could have shared why the context of today makes this a necessary tool and software and why everything we're going to do is going to change the world. But it was by relating it back to me that all of a sudden investors got on board, advisors came on board, everyone started believing in it because they could see why I would personally never let it fail.
Why do you think that resonates so much and has such weight on that higher level?
I think when people understand why you're personally motivated to make something work, they will start to believe in you and want to lend you their support. They want to see the underdog win.
It's often so true. You also talk about making the most of every day. I mean, we always say that, making the most of every day, but what do you mean and how do you really do that?
I stay present in the moment, every single moment. Actually, I had a friend of mine who asked me, how am I able to be publishing a book at the same time as running a company worldwide and XYZ? And for me, the answer was simple. If you stay present in the moment, you can shift gears really quickly and always ensure that the person that you're talking to feels like they're the only person in the room. You're super focused on them. And as a result, every single moment, you're overperforming for that person, for yourself.
Absolutely love it. Tiffany Pham, any final thoughts about women who might be listening and even men too, who are trying to figure out what next?
I hope everyone goes for it. I hope everyone reaches out for their dream, reaches out to their 50 role models today, and ultimately becomes a mogul.
If you want to take the first step to get to that level of being a mogul, what's step number one?
Step number one is first, rapidly prototype any ideas you have and iterate towards perfection over time. Don't worry about it not being perfect at the very beginning. It will get there. At the beginning of Mogul, I was a one-person team. Literally, I coded everything myself. I was a self-taught coder. It was so ugly at the beginning, therefore, the Mogul platform. But I didn't let that stop me. And I hope I say this to others today because I really hope that they take this to heart. I have so many of my girlfriends who want to be perfect at the beginning and so therefore never get started on something that could have been a brilliant business or organization. And so my advice is to always get started, rapidly prototype your idea and iterate towards perfection over time.
Tiffany Pham, congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much.